Vikram Pandit is here. He became CEO of Citigroup in December 2007, less than a year ago. He now finds himself leading the company during its most difficult time. He joins me for his first television interview since the economic crisis engulfed his company. I'm pleased to have Vikram Pandit at this time, at this table, to talk about Citigroup, as well as how he sees the circumstances of the economic crisis we face. Welcome.
Charlie, thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you here, and I appreciate the fact that this is your first television interview, and I want to view it as a sense of a conversation. Let me begin by what you think of what Secretary Paulson announced today. I mean, a financial writer said to me, this is breathtaking.
It is a very interesting plan. The plan is about reducing the rates on mortgages, ultimately to help people buy homes. And so, as he announced these $800 billion worth of securities that can be bought as a result of that, what's already happened in the market is they've started trading better, and they are about 50 basis points better. And if they are 50 basis points better, that 50 basis points gets translated directly into a mortgage to a homeowner. That's the beginning of what we need to do, because ultimately we are going to have to attack housing.
Yes, people say that constantly, that in the end, this crisis will be averted because the housing market will turn around and we will have dealt with home mortgages and foreclosures. What else do you believe is necessary to happen and for the government to do?
There are three or four things that are going on, Charlie. We talked about housing. That is probably the most important thing. We have got to deal with it. The second part is that the banks and the financial institutions around the world have found themselves with more securities than they would like to hold today. That is called a deleveraging of financial institutions.
Right. All financial institutions are deleveraging.
I think that's right. Around the world, and there may be.
Around the world.
And the third part is, whenever we go through a cycle of this sort, it does start affecting the economy. So we're heading into a market and the economy where unemployment is rising. And so as you think about what needs to happen, you have got to attack housing directly. And what Secretary Paulson did today is one step. There can be a lot of different things one can do on that. The last part is to try and figure out what do we do with these assets the banks don't want.
Right, these so-called toxic assets.